Now here are the first four measures of the first verse. So let's start with just the first two measures. Here they are by themselves. For this, the right hand is playing A and D, and that's the A above middle C with our second, and the D above that with our fifth. With it, the left hand is playing the F2 below middle C with its fifth. So that's the same F we started the intro with. So these hit together, the sustain pedal goes up and down. Then right hand, play the C under your fourth finger, which is the C above middle C. Then we will strike it again, and with it, the left hand will play the C above the F it just played. We will use our second finger for this C. Then right hand, play the B under your third, and then play the A and D again that we started off with. And with it, left hand, I want you to play the E above the C you just played. We will use finger one for this. And as soon as these hit, we are going to pick up the pedal and put it down again. Then right hand, play the C under your fourth, back to the A under your second, and with it, left hand, play the C under your second. And then right hand, play the F below that A with your first. That's measure one. So right hand for measure one had A and D, C, C, B, A, and D, C, A, F. For measure two, we start off with this. Right hand, that's the D right above middle C with our second, and with it, the left hand is playing the F under its fifth finger again. So these strike together, the pedal goes up and down. Then right hand, play middle C with your first, while the left hand plays the C above the F it just played with its second. Then left hand, play the D above that C, back to the C, and with it, right hand jump up to play the F two above middle C with your fifth. And when these hit together, the left hand's C and the right hand's F pick up the pedal. Left hand stay down while then the right hand plays the E underneath the F it just played. So measures one and two slowly together sound like this. Now let's take a look at measures three and four.